Hay, and he's speaking about the Dalet Chosis. And we saw, so yesterday we saw the general sense of Shtiyah versus Achila, that there's two halakim of what a person needs, what a person wants, and so on. And now he's going to, so we explained that had nothing to do with the Dalet Shoyna Segula, that Be'etzim is two halakim in the Golas and the Shibud and so on. One is something that is the physical pain and the problems, and that's one part of it. And then there's the second chelik of it that deals more with the person's tshuka for something, and that's the inyan of geula. Now he's going to explain the dal de shayness in a few different ifanim, and I want to try to understand it in that context. There are many oifanim. In other words, even though you have a lot of different oifanim of explaining them, they really are, they're all very similar. I want to just, stop a minute on this nekuda. When you go through the Moshul Chazal about what are the Chveis Dalad Minim Keneged, that's a lot of the Chazal. On a very shitchistic way of looking at it, it's Kilo, they went around the room and asked everybody to think of four things that is Keneged. Think of four things. This is Keneged, that's Keneged, the other thing is Keneged. Really, it means, let's take a marshal for it. Let's say you're teaching a kid how to add. And you take two apples, and you show them 2 and 2 equals 4. And then you take two rocks, and show them 2 and 2 rocks equals 4, and then something else. So on a shitchistic level, the kid is very, very mixed up. Is 2 apples, or is it rocks, or is it chairs? The answer is, there's a common denominator. And the common denominator is the musig of 2 and 2 and 4. A person is asked somebody else to give an example of, to explain to them what justice is. There'll be many mishalim for it, but there are not many, many different interpretations of what justice is. They all come to a single idea, to a single concept called justice. When Chazal, the Dal de Shayna Segula is, whenever you have a pattern like that, and one of the Nyanim Chochmas Pnim, when they have Dalet, it's Keneged, the letters of Yudke Vovke or whatever, it means that you can express it in many different ways, and it'll be right as long as it follows a specific pattern and connects in a specific way, and so on. So like Dalet Lashayna Shel Geula, there's going to be many, many, he gave many Purushim, there are many Purushim on all of them, but the Peshat is, if you think into it, there's a structure that why Geula comes in 4 stages, what are the significances, the significant markings of each and every one of the phases, and so on. Okay. Umashi Ba'arna Ba'ela Arba Lashaynais. So he was masvi before that there was a gzera of ger yezaracha vavodim vino isam the arbam eshana v'hiskem shloisha dvarim gerus avoda v'inui v'im shloisha dvarim echad yisak kashem hasheni, each one is harsher than the other one v'zeh ke gerus b'techeres nachriya. If you're not independent, if you're someone else's, you're a vassal and somebody else's fiefdom, but so you don't have your independence, you're not in yourself, but you're not mishubit for someone else. Avodim v'yoyse mizeh shu mishubit boy, u'mikomukam ashibit zeh kimoy kama avodim shuvad ladoneihem. Avdus is still an existence of sorts because there is a Avdus is still part of the world. Avdus al mishabat v'iman oisay, v'lefikach v'ino oisay yaisa. So he explains that each stage was a deeper and harsher type of shibud, and then he's going to say, as they pulled out of each stage separately. I want to explain a little bit, of a nekuda within what he's saying over here. Lachura, it could have been, I mean, we could have given those three stages in any type of harshness. And in the first one, they beat them a little bit. The second one, they beat them badly. And the third one, they beat them terribly. He's not explaining the different nekuda of why and how it became harsher. In a certain way, he sort of said it's against Tevesh Olam and so on. I want to try to explain it with the nekuda we said yesterday. You find the musig of Geula in a little bit of a different context as well. You find it, Lamashal, when you sell somebody's property away, is a steyachuza, so the krovim are goel the steyachuza. You find by Rus, it was a geula. Over there, we're not talking about the person sold his property, might have made a very good deal on it, and that's that. The geula over there is some; it has a different knage to it than just harsh, physically to good. A person's mitzias is the realization of his own Nekuda. Every person has a certain atzmius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. This is him. This is what he's here in the world to develop, to bring out, and the his is an extension of the he. I am here. All that is mine to accomplish, to do, and so on and so forth is me. And a person's rotzen and atzlocha and everything in this world is that. The worst thing you can do to the person in terms of that is when it becomes subsumed under somebody else's nekuda. In other words, instead of myself going to realize my own inyanim, I'm actually part of something else. So avodim takarish baruch hu means that's the atzmius of the person. Ani abdecha ben amasecha, that's the mitzvah of a person, and in the realization of that, he realizes himself. Whenever he's subordinate to someone else, his self is cut off from realizing itself, and there is none of that. Now, there are three phases. One is, a ger means he has his own nekuda, but it's within the greater context of somebody else. So it's mitzad de umma, it's not my umma, and whatever it is that I do or accomplish, I'm adding it to somebody else. That's one darga. The second darga, the harsher darga, is that the person's, everything that he does is going to somebody else, and that means except for his body, everything else is someone else's. So the person's own nekuda has come down, has shrunk to himself. When somebody else is shalit on your guf, like the ve'inu also, or it says, you know, he is shaltim and shaseim, the other pshat is not only am I down to myself, myself no longer exists. Because I don't have my hands or feet, somebody else has it. Somebody else hits it, somebody else whips it, it's somebody else's. So in terms of an internal, in terms of the person's self, those are three dargis of min akala lachomer. One is the person still exists, he still has ma'aseh dayim, but it's now in the context of something else. It's no longer klal yisrael, it's somebody else's. The next stage is well, I have myself, but I don't have any ma'aseh dayim, and that's an eved without inui. And then the third and the harshest one of it is when I even don't have a self, because Nasati gave you lamakim, My back belongs to somebody else who's shaylid on my guf and doesn't it what he wants. So Klal Yisrael's avdus was the hefech of geula. In other words, geula means where specifically it's not the tzara of the harshness of the inui, it's not the tzara of the not having possessions per se. For that we said yesterday that's cheirus lumashivut. Geula means where the nekuda that's supposed to find itself and its own metzias is shakua someplace else. That's taking out. This, by the way, is also in a deeper sense when we speak about geula in a ruchnistic sense. A person who is meshubet as taivus and so on. So there's an element of, you know, we call it shibud, and we call it, he's an evet as taiva, and he's not a ben chayrin. We've seen Devin Ezra, and like he's, when he says about nazir, that everybody's an evet to their taivus, and so on and so forth. But there's another knatrid also. The way the Kadmonim gave us a picture of the world, the picture is that there's a malchus of taiv, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus, and a person, by building it up, in a sense of building up his self, because his self is the chelek alekayim mal, is neshama. There's also mahalach where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a certain shilton to the koiches of Ra. Mazikim, and we also saw this Shabbos about the Sada, where you have people, kohos, that are in places of churban and so on. And it says there's a parallel. In, for every element of Toiv Nebriya, there's a similar structure of Ra that's trying to establish a pseudo-malchus. And when a person does things, when a person is mishtabet to Taiva, he becomes part of that world. And the person's entire mohus becomes, it feeds into that. So the person, besides the particular problems of the Aferis and so on, but the person's whole metzias is going to build a malchus that's not his, that's a keratinim, let's call it, and so on. That's why you find in Yanim Chazal about tshuva being similar to geula, because down bottom, the world of tshuva is also includes that element in a much deeper, more subtle way, that a person's koiches and self is being sucked up into a malchus of Ra and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goizan Klal Yisrael to go that route. And B'meila, the process of Geula was undoing these three things at these three levels. V'kashebo ligoloysom, maskel ba'achrin, v'otzeis ha-sermetatzis mitzrayim, she-zenegra oini she mishubodim v'shad me'yis midai. So when you go to take somebody out, when you pull up somebody from a deep pit, you start with the last foot, the last meter, and you know, pull the person upwards, and you undo the process in the reverse. In other words, just the very fact that they were part and parcel of somebody else's world, that's a shivut. So it fits in extremely well, the fourth one. In other words, if you think of the three stages as just being painful, physically painful, and whatever it is, materially painful, then the fourth one, yes, they're missing. It seems random, no shaykhes. But if the pshat is, it's four stages in going from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Hef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's finding his metzias. So the fact that the person has been pulled out of the other areas, if the person still hasn't found himself, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we still are not there, because it's one long process of being shaykh to the other and going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to add one more point to this that will help us understand something. When we're talking about a person, Lamashal, let's say a chayla is misfal for a fuah. Let's say, I don't know, Elisha was merapid at Saras of Naaman. So I don't think we expect the refuah to come in stages. It doesn't work that, well, first thing is, first what happened was the person didn't feel well, then he had temperature, then he had a rash, then it became Saras. It doesn't go backwards. I don't find it. I mean, it's a refuah, it's a refuah. This is the Machlas refuah. There's no real reason to redo the stages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzrim, the muscle, the Mitzrim were bad in many ways. So there wasn't, it didn't go bit by bit, okay, they'll stop whipping Klai Yisrael, they'll stop being Moshe ben Hashem, they'll stop doing this, they'll stop throwing the babies out. It came in one shot. When the Gula came, all the bad things the Mitzrim did stopped. Why in these inyanim is there, does it work in stages? So I think the pshat is, like we've seen many times, the Rambam, Mor Avuchim, when he speaks about people's nature changing. And he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Hanhagis, whose purpose is to change a person's personality, it doesn't come in one shot. Because you can't change a person in one shot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to impose something. When you change something in one shot, you've imposed on the outside. When you cause something to gradually change, that's something that comes from the inside, and that's a change in the person rather than a change on the person. So just like if a person has the difference, person has braces, the teeth slowly grow differently, rather, and when the process is over, it's not as if somebody knocked in with a hammer, but rather you change the growing pattern rather than knocking something in. So that's what he speaks about in Mishalach, V'lechem Lakim, and so on. He speaks about mitzvahs, V'chulam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to bring relief from difficult situations, there's no need to do it in stages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said before, if the problem was that the Mitzvah are beating them with sticks and with rocks and with who knows what, so we stop all of it. Well, there's no need to do one and not the other. But here we're talking about a change in the person himself. A person has gone from his Metzias being an Eved Hashem to being an Eved Hashem but within the context of the Ummah of Mitzrayim to being a maybe an Eved Hashem but with no yecholus to do anything, to being an Eved of Mitzrayim and being Nishlat totally of the Mitzrayim. That's a change in the person. It's not a change, there's not bad things that are happening. The whole Mitzvah, the person has changed. The process of Geula has to unfold it. And Kibli Yosekach Paltaso, the way, the steps in which it became, that's how it's going to change. And therefore, therefore it had to come dark in stages. So specifically, this Inyan of Geula is specifically focused on this process, and that's why it's going to work in stages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bris HaTzion was magdir the stages downwards, that there is Ger Yazacha, Vavodim, V'ino Isam. Those are the three stages downwards. So when you come back to it, you reverse those three stages and then get to the fourth stage. Okay, hold on.